Mini episode 411 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 411 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FDH Lounge preview of Mad Men episode 7.3, which is called Field Trip. This season we'll be listing the top five themes of the previous week's episode to examine how they're driving the characters into the end game of the series. Here's the top five themes from episode 7.2 moving into this week. Number five, you don't need a Lane Price fist fight to have discord at a partners meeting. Even without the comical phone malfunctions, the company principals wouldn't have been on the same wavelength anyway. By the end of last season, Don made a pretty handy scapegoat for the ills of the company based on his season-long meltdown. But this conference call proved that the absence of ineffective Don isn't enough for the company to prosper. They need the return of effective Don. Number four, Pete is the Hank Kingsley of Sterling Cooper. Like the originator of Hey Now, Pete is only sympathetic or even tolerable when he's down and out. As somebody victimized by bigger villains like Bob Benson or Jim Cutler, he's somebody that you can get behind, but you want to punch him when he's riding high. So he's setting up for a pretty sympathetic arc as the show approaches the mid-season break. Number three, the men are causing the ladies angst. Peggy dealt with her jerky new boss and the fallout of a year's worth of romantic disappointments on Valentine's Day. Lou's demands caused heartburn for Joan and Dawn, and Sally continued her lifelong pattern of daddy issues caused by having Don as a father, although at least she appeared to be on a trajectory to recovery by episode's end. The 60s are the start of the era in which women were said to want it all, personally and professionally. This episode illustrated with brutal efficiency just how difficult that can be. Number two, Jim Cutler is building an army for a takeover. Initially regarded as the doppelganger of Roger Sterling from Cutler, Draper, and Shaw, Jim Cutler started dialing up the overt prickishness late in season 6. Now, his slapdown of Pete, combined with his veiled threat towards a Roger that he must see as completely engulfed in an existential fog, indicates that a full-on power play is looming. Cutler made the subtle move of urging Joan to simplify her affairs at the firm and move to one of the power offices upstairs. In this way, he has potentially co-opted Roger's sometimes paramour, baby mama, and one of the firm's partners. Ted is in a pathetic mental state himself, and since he trusts Jim, that's one more ally. Bert Cooper showed once again that he is probably the most retrograde of the partners, with his racially insensitive demand about the front desk, so he fits well with Cutler's profile as a strong man who gets things done. Bob Benson, while not a voting partner, is a powerhouse on the sales side due to the Ford account, and Cutler already put him under his wing. The only potential remaining member of Cutler's jerk caucus is Lou, John's replacement. If Cutler can keep everyone happy with the state of creative, then there will be no pressure to bring back Don, who is the one force who could rally resistance to Cutler's agenda. Although they have not been on screen together yet this season, Don and Cutler may be critical to the end game of the series. Number one, Don discovered how well his daughter, maybe his most important focus group in life, responded to true honesty about himself. Just as he did at the end of season 6, Don shared a very honest moment with Sally. This instance was not of his choosing, as Sally had cornered him in his lie about his ongoing work at Sterling Cooper. While the season premiere glossed over the sad details of Don's pretend work life, the squalor of his jobless situation was on full display here. It was easy to imagine at the end of last season that, having hit what appeared to be rock bottom in dealing with the issues of his horrible childhood, that he was at least experiencing that famous lyric of Janis Joplin about freedom being just another word for nothing left to lose. But two episodes into this final season, it's clear that Don is greatly troubled by not knowing how to piece back together even the semblance of a happy life. The dinner with his daughter, which progressed to a peaceful place because of his embrace of Dick Whitman honesty, culminated with Sally's unprompted I love you to her highly imperfect father at the end. Even for someone who can be so obtuse about his own psychological health as Don, this positive reinforcement had to make an impact. As the march to the mid-season break already begins to pick up speed next week, this development, for both Don and the firm, bears serious scrutiny. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.